Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thursday and Friday, total CFs. If you're looking for the podcast, there were technical difficulties. But they've all been sorted out. And that's the way the world works. Like things, you know, things suck hard and then everyone's freaking out. But then everything kind of settles down and life moves on. Everything is going to be okay.
I did what a lot of us do in these troubled times. I went back to bed.
That's you know what? That works. You're like, you know what? When I wake up, everything will be better.
I'm over it.
If only in that I will be more rested. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, crawl back where it's warmy, Vinny. Just curl up in there and close your eyes.
That's what I did.
I'm glad. I'm glad you did, because who doesn't need a couple more hours of sleep? Come on! Woo-hoo! Celebrity Trash is brought to you by postal workers. As the holiday season fast approaches, a big thank you goes out to all the postal workers that are working hard to get our mail and Christmas packages to us on time. And thanks for working so hard to get all those mail-in ballots delivered on time, too. Great job, postal workers. What would we do without them? Post office. I like it.
They're great.
It's easy to start to forget. You know, you hear people yelling on both sides about masks. And what it really comes down to is people who get sick and have to go to the hospital, and some of them die. It's easy to forget that in the political bent of this whole thing. Here's a little reminder. Jeremy. I don't know. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Is it Jerry? Why does he put the A in there then? Jeremy. Look, it's not funny. He has COVID currently and is on a ventilator fighting for his life at a Chicago hospital. No. TMZ is saying...
You said him as if I should know who Jeremy is.
Jeremy. He's a star. He's had songs in the Hot 100. Like, we've heard Jeremy songs. I can't name you one hit that he's had, but he's definitely one of those names that's been floating around for the past couple years.
Okay.
Do you have a Jeremy song? Oh, this is Bryn kind of music. You must love Jeremy.
You haven't heard this song before?
I have not.
Oh, he does a dance to it and everything?
It's this is called Birthday Sex.
Oh. Who doesn't want birthday sex?
Birthday sex.
Is there something extra special about birthday sex, or is it just like, let's get this over with and get
it? Well, it's expected, I think.
Your attitude is not welcome here, Sarah. I do not like it.
TMZ is saying that Jeremy's prognosis is bleak.
Oh, jeez.
They're saying it's unclear how long he's been in the hospital or how long he's had the virus, but he is not doing well. He's 33 years old. Birthday sex is his biggest hit. I guess Don't Tell Him with YG and a song with 50 Cent that I don't think I can say the title to. What we do. But the official dance friend.
No, this is just
you love
my
this
dances.
Guy.
I really? Like his songs, yes, absolutely.
It's serious enough that his celebrity friends are speaking out offering support. So I don't know what's going to happen with this, and I don't know who leaked the news that he's in the hospital. TMZ got the news, and apparently Jeremy, who's 33, is in the hospital fighting for his life right now. Erica Badu says she had an interesting experience while getting tested. She said that she didn't have any symptoms. And when they tested her, they stuck one up the left nostril, one up the right nostril, and she was positive only in the left nostril.
Weird.
I know. I don't know how you can only be half sick with it, but...
I don't know why they did it that way and how she knew which one
I know. Well, she says there was a machine. She says, same machine, left nostril positive, right nostril negative. I've never seen what they do. I just see them stick it up my head holes and then walk off with it.
What was the, what would you guess? Was that 3 months ago, the time when I was stomach sick and I went and quarantined and got tested? I don't know how long ago it was, but the test involved no machine. They stuck it up my nose and I drove away.
And they walked off with it.
And later, so I don't know what testing, maybe celebrities get different tests.
Maybe there's a machine that rolls over to their house and is like, hey, the COVID machine's here. Do you guys want to
come breathe into this?
Yeah.
At all.
Anyway, there's that.
So she did have it or didn't?
Well, she was positive in one nostril, so I'm going to say she had it.
All right.
She's fine, though. She didn't have any symptoms. Okay. Now something fun. Let's have some fun, you guys. Stars. They have children, just like everyone else. And those children grow up, and they're like, hey, I want to be famous, too. The sons of Slash. That guy's name is, I think his last name is
London.
Jordan. Oh, London. Yeah. London Hudson is the kid's name.
Uh-huh.
Metallica bassist Robert Trujillo. His kid is, his name is Ty. Ty Trujillo, T-Y-E. And late Stone Temple Pilots son, Scott Weiland, is the singer of that band. His son, see if I can find his name. I'm not seeing, I am not seeing his name. Anyway, those three, I'm sure that it'll be in here somewhere, have formed a supergroup, a young man supergroup. And they have released their debut song. It's called Long Awaited.
Noah,
thank you. Noah Weiland, is that his last name? They say it's a distinct blend of grunge and garage alt rock, and it's called Long Awaited, and which is ironic because we didn't even know this was happening. But here we go. Okay, nobody can hear me. Oh, this is not
the music cut out, and I stopped hearing you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're back.
I just got you. I got you.
Hold you're on back.
Give me a second. Let me just...
I don't know what
it
happened.
It cut out somewhere in the middle of the music. It cut out.
Oh, there you guys are. Sorry, I lost you guys for a hot second.
Lost each other. We were all lost. Lost at
okay,
sea.
And now we're all back on. Nicole, what happened there?
I have no idea. The music was going, and then I heard Bryn, and then everything was fine on my end.
So you could hear me talking,
so you could hear all of us saying, oh, we can't hear.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard everything.
Well, you can see...
But the screen was frozen, so...
Oh, yeah, I did see some. Yeah, we look all right. Oh, we had some. Right there.
That's a lot of data loss right there. I'm looking at all of our stuff.
Oh,
here.
Boy.
Yeah, all that's three a computer of us screen. At the same time, which means that...
Anyway, let's go on as though nothing happened. Here we go.
All right, nothing
The Sons of Slash, Robert Trujillo, and Scott Weiland have formed a band, and it's called Suspect 208, all one word. And so there you go.
That means.
I don't know.
Does that mean anything to anybody?
I'm sure it means something to them. There's got to be a story. Nobody just names their band something that doesn't mean anything to them.
Well, I sure hope that Noah can handle rock star life better than his dad could.
Let's hope so.
Scott Weiland is a really sad story. Very sad.
One of the saddest.
Such a super talented dude and ended up dead in the back of a bus in, I don't even know where he was. Where were they? Do you know? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Like Vermont somewhere, like playing some club with his little band he put together because
he had to play.
Couldn't tour with a big band because nobody was willing to
insure.
Right. Exactly right.
Anyway, yes. Well wishes. Best wishes. Warmest regards to this this band, Suspect 208. It's Ty Trujillo / son London Hudson. Who's on drums, and Ty, who is Trujillo's son, is on bass. Noah Weiland is the singer. And then the guitarist is a guy by the name of Nico Sangaris. He's played, I guess, with Slash's son in another band called Classless Act.
All right.
And they, so now we've got this new band, Suspect 208, and their song is Long Awaited. That's the name of the song. Wolfgang Van Halen has dedicated his, apparently he's had an album in the can for 5 years.
We've been hearing that he made his own album and performed all the instruments on the whole thing.
Yep. Well, here we go. As of today, we get the first single from this.
Oh, wow. All right. He's
dedicating it to his dad. It's, let's see, it's called Distance. He says it's a song that was initially written for the debut album, but was going to be held for a later time. As my dad continued to struggle with various health issues, I was imagining what my life would be like without him and how terribly I'd miss him. While this song's incredibly personal, I think anyone can relate to the idea of having a profound loss in their own life. So he never anticipated this as being his first ever single, but here we go. This is Wolfgang Van Halen.
It came out today at 6 a.m. and it's on all the streaming services, but it's also on YouTube with a video, and the video is actually quite, it's touching. So take a look. You guys can watch it.
I'm so tired. So I could just sit and watch this video. Honestly, yeah, it's a dad and his baby. I mean, there's one scene toward the beginning of this whole song. I'm not sure where it falls in the video or if we're watching it synced up, but Eddie is sitting in front of a piano and playing. And then as they turn the camera, you can see that this little boy, Wolfgang, is crammed up between his legs with his feet braced on the piano as dad's playing over and just eating it up.
Yeah, this is heartbreaking.
It's horrible. You know, though, you gotta, that's why every day is so important. Count your goddamn blessings every day. Look at them, the three of them, back when they were a happy family.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to say, I don't know if it's on Twitter or what, but her handle is Wolfgang's Mom, which I just thought is so cool because, Wolfie's Mom. Yeah. I don't know, something, but you know, here she is. Valerie Bertinelli, this big star.
Yeah.
And she goes by Wolfie's Mom. And I just thought, that's awesome.
It's I almost don't want to watch this just because it's so, God, life is so precious and so short. Oh, that's so sweet. Anyway, there you go. Oh, let's go back to the song because he's rocking out now. He played every instrument on this.
One of the rumors going around, do you have this?
No, go ahead.
One of the rumors going around is that Van Halen will tour again with Wolfie on guitar.
Oh.
And he's responded to that saying, please stop saying stuff about my family. I'm my dad just died. Please stop it. We're not working on a tour already, everyone. But he has to know that his dad was one of the, if not the biggest modern-day guitar hero, one of the biggest modern-day guitar heroes.
This is a beautiful video. Mm-hmm. I mean, they show that same piano, and Eddie stands up, and there's half-grown Wolfgang just still sitting there playing, and now they're on stage together, and oh, God, it's crazy.
Do you have any Facebook pages where I'll put this?
Thank you. That's great. I'm sorry. I feel like we really jumped down that rabbit hole.
Well, that was easy to do it.
Yeah. Hey, on Friday, a couple things came out that I really was sorry we didn't get to. So I want to do, there's a new Chris Stapleton record, and we'll play you one of the songs, but there's a pretty funny Chris Stapleton coronavirus album out as well.
Oh.
She said, and she's totally kidding. Chris Stapleton, Starting Over. What song did you grab off of this?
Oh, do you want the song or do you want the
oh, you just want to do, let's just do the coronavirus. It's totally fine. It's, we all know and love his voice. Here we go. Here's his coronavirus album.
Until now.
Disinfect the halls with sanitizer. Fa la 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 la. Until we get a cure from Pfizer. Fa la 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 la.
It's Chris Stapleton in quarantine.
Hi, I'm Chris Stapleton, and this is a very COVID Christmas.
all the holiday hits you love with a bleak 2020 twist.
Oh, cover your mouth, oh, I don't want your droplets. Just put on a mask or leave this Cinnabon.
You can't spell Christmas without Chris.
Hey, that's my name.
Country music superstar Chris Stapleton, as you've never heard him before.
Oh, Clorox wipes.
And he's playing the guitar with gloves on.
He's really come into his own. I remember the first time his star began.
Yep.
The dude seemed so uncomfortable on stage.
Couldn't look into a camera.
Yeah, watching him was painful, and he was covered in, like, you know, a big jacket and a hat pulled down, and you're like, what are you, in witness protection? What is your problem, dude? You're on stage.
He is fully embraced the Chris.
Yeah. So do you want to hear a couple of samples off of his album here?
Sure, yeah, yeah. Here's hold on, before you start that. That was a clip that they did on Jimmy Kimmel's show. Like, Jimmy had him coming up as a guest, and I guess they put this whole little Christmas thing together. So that's, he doesn't really have a COVID coronavirus Christmas album.
Here's the big hit. It's the title track, which is Starting Over.
You know, I am not a country fan, but this dude's voice just, it freaking ruins me. It's so good. Him. AC/DC also put out another record. Let's see if they sound exactly the same as all the other times.
See if I grab that one.
Power Up is the name of it. Their comeback album, the first since Malcolm Young's death. Do you have it?
You know I do.
And the answer is yes, they sound exactly the same.
I like it. That sounded great.
Sure. Congratulations to The Weeknd. The Weeknd is going to do the halftime show at the 2021 Super Bowl. It's scheduled for February 7th at the in Tampa. He says, we all grew up watching the world's biggest acts play the Super Bowl, and one can only dream of being in that position. I'm humbled, honored, and ecstatic to be the center of that infamous stage this year.
You understand it's going to be a home game for Tommy and his team, right?
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you. I think we might be losing connection.
Oh, come on.
That's weird. I can't hear Vinny. Let me try this. Hey, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll tell you about Tom Brady's team. They did incredible this weekend. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.